Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into analog devices, ticker ADI, and why this semiconductor powerhouse looks positioned for some serious long-term momentum. Let's break it all down together. Analog devices has been riding a wave of AI-driven demand, especially in data centers and industrial applications, and the latest numbers show the company isn't slowing down. With strong earnings beats and a major acquisition under its belt, this is one stock investors are watching closely right now. At its core, Analog Devices designs and manufactures integrated circuits that convert real-world signals like temperature, sound, and motion into digital data. The company serves a broad mix of end markets, including industrial, automotive, communications, and consumer electronics. Headquartered in Wilmington, Massachusetts, ADI employs about 24,000 people and generates the majority of its revenue outside the United States, with significant exposure to China, Europe, and the rest of Asia. CEO Vincent Roche has steered the business through multiple cycles, focusing on high-performance analog and mixed-signal solutions that give the company sticky customer relationships and solid pricing power. Looking at the revenue breakdown for fiscal 2025, industrial remains the largest segment at roughly $4.93 billion, followed by automotive at $3.28 billion. Communications contributed $1.38 billion, while consumer added $1.43 billion. Geographically, the United States accounted for about $3.24 billion, China $2.86 billion, Europe $2.29 billion, and the rest of Asia another $1.49 billion. This diversified mix helps cushion ADI against any single market slowdown. In the most recent quarter, ADI delivered a strong beat with earnings per share of 39 cents versus the 289 consensus estimate. Revenue jumped 37% year over year, margins expanded nicely, and management issued upbeat guidance for the following quarter. The beat was broad-based, with particular strength in industrial and data center-related demand. Margins are expected to keep improving as the product mix shifts toward higher-value AI power solutions. On the earnings call, management highlighted continued tailwinds from industrial automation and AI infrastructure buildouts. They noted that design wins in next-generation power delivery systems are ramping, and the recent acquisition should accelerate that momentum. Commentary pointed to robust order trends and confidence that the current cycle has more room to run, especially as 800-volt architectures become standard in large AI clusters. From a balance sheet perspective, ADI carries a manageable debt load with a debt-to-equity ratio around 0.26. Gross margins sit near 64.5%, net profit margins around 26%, and return on equity has been solid at roughly 9.8%. Free cash flow remains strong, supporting both dividends and share repurchases. The company ended the year with over $2.5 billion in cash and equivalents, giving it plenty of flexibility for further tuck-in deals. On valuation, the stock trades at a trailing PE near 61 and a forward multiple in the low to mid-30s, depending on the estimate horizon. Price to sales sits around 15.8 times. While not cheap on traditional metrics, the premium reflects ADI's leadership in high-margin analog chips and its growing exposure to secular AI tailwinds. Relative to peers in the semiconductor space, the multiple looks reasonable given the earnings growth trajectory. Strengths include dominant positions in industrial and automotive analog, expanding AI power opportunities, and consistent free cash flow generation. Weaknesses center on cyclical exposure and integration risk from the recent acquisition. Opportunities lie in next-generation data center power architectures and broader industrial automation. Threats include intensifying competition from larger players and potential slowdowns in consumer electronics or auto production. Over the past year, the shares have returned more than 45%, with a particularly strong 57% gain year-to-date. The three-month and six-month periods show gains of 57.7% and 45%, respectively, outpacing much of the broader semiconductor group. Momentum remains constructive as long as AI spending stays elevated. When we run the numbers through a discounted cash flow lens using conservative assumptions, the intrinsic value lands around $90 on a pure DCF basis, while a market snapshot approach suggests closer to $169. The current price sits well above both, reflecting the market's optimism about growth. Even so, the premium appears justified by ADI's ability to compound earnings at a high rate and its expanding total addressable market in AI power delivery. Investors comfortable with paying up for quality growth names may still find the setup attractive here. All told, Analog Devices looks like a high-quality compounder with real visibility into multi-year AI and industrial tailwinds. The recent acquisition strengthens its hand in a critical growth area, and the earnings momentum supports a constructive view. If you're building a long-term tech portfolio, ADI deserves a spot on your watch list. Thanks for watching. Hit that like button if this breakdown helped, and subscribe for more deep dive analyses. See you next time.